Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Said last night in the postgame, Tom, that it was a butt kicking. I was riding up the elevator to my room last night, and a guy was in the elevator, saw BSU logo on my fleece, and said, you know, the great thing about hockey is there's always a game tomorrow night. It's a good attitude going into tonight, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a new day, Schultze. The sun's out, and we're going to play another game tonight.
Oddly enough, the guy in that elevator happened to be the assistant GM for the Predators, Paul Fenton. He's been there for 18 years. Something tells me he's seen games like that before. You probably have as a player and a coach. When you were a player, what was the best way to get through a game like that?
Well, you just want to, honestly, you want to win your next shift. And you want to win the period. You want to win your next shift. And I think what you have to do is that it's always the games within the game there, Schultze, and that's what you have to make sure, you know, you control, because you can control that. And I think, again, any small victory, obviously, again, can carry over into the next night.
As a coach, do you talk about it today, or did you leave it at last night?
We talked about it today. We said a few words last night after the game, but we had a good, you know, we obviously had a meeting today, and you talk about, obviously, again, some of the things that went wrong, and you know, where psychologically where we were at last night, and you know, some things that we need to do different.
Looking back at the film, what positives could you take from last night?
I don't think there was a lot of positives. The bottom line was that the they won the foot races. They won the battles, the one-on-one battles. And, you know, probably the only positive you can take out of it, I thought our penalty killing was fine, you know. But, again, the bottom line was you can't let them jump out to a 3-0 lead in the first period. And, you know, we weren't physical. We turned pucks over. We weren't physical. And, you know, they were playing for a championship, and we were just occupying real estate last night.
This is game number 36. With the four that you had in Alaska, you could have gone to 38. Do you see anybody in this league with this travel going to 38?
No, it'd be totally insane to play 38 games. I mean, it's geographic footprint of this league's too big. So if they do that, it's just a recipe for disaster.
More with Tom Ceratore when we return. Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. Assuming you'll have changes both in tactics and maybe in personnel. We'll start with tactics. Other than getting the puck deep, what are you changing tonight?
We just have to be more physical, Schultze. That's the one thing. And you know, we had too many turnaways last night, and you know, you have to play 200 feet. You have to make them play 200 feet. We need to be more physical. We need to try to create more turnovers with our physicality, and we got to put heat on their defensemen like they put heat on us last night.
What changes with a 90-foot rink?
Well, it's a little wider. I mean, they spread it out a little bit more on us, and they went cross ice a little bit. They kept their wingers wide. They were dialed in last night, and I thought we were flat-footed, and we were on our heels for 60 minutes.
Goalies can have a bit of fragile psyches. When you pull a goalie, is it gut feeling, or do you have some benchmarks that you go off of?
Kind of gut feeling, but that was more of a mercy pull, you know, with 3 goals in the first 15 minutes. And again, I didn't think he was getting a lot of support, a lot of help, even though that third goal, he should have been out probably, you know, more. He should have been out of his net. He was too deep, but, you know, those things happen. They still might have scored, but you still got to make it tougher on the shooter. But that was, again, that was more of a mercy pull.
Corey Ward will play in his 148th game tonight, has not missed a game since he walked on campus. That's amazing in this day and age. Looking at that senior class, Marcus Gerbrandt will play in his 133rd. He's missed 14 games. Graham has missed 14 games. Since John Parker came into the lineup midway through his sophomore year, he's missed one game. That's a lot of games for those four guys.
Well, exactly, and they've stayed pretty healthy, so it's a testament to those guys right there and, you know, their talent as hockey players and, you know, how durable they are.
Physically speaking, what does a guy have to do in the off season during the week to get ready to go every Friday and Saturday night for four straight years?
Well, they got to train. I mean, it's all about, you know what, it's all about training. It's all about getting stronger and, you know, and just to try to improve each and every year that you're playing college hockey.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.